Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan weather, that's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. No white Christmas for you. Maybe some rain in spots. Low of 34 tonight, high of 45 tomorrow, and cloudy. Donnie Football in for Pony and Chris, a PM Team edition, or a Christmas Eve edition of the PM Team. Intern Dom DiTomaso, who is no longer an actual intern. He is an employee here. He is behind the glass with me until 6. And Dom, sometimes in this whole radio thing, you have something planned for a segment, and you usually, if something pops up, you got to push that to the side. We're going to do that here, because there is a bit of an update on the DK Metcalf situation pertaining to the fan that was involved, Ryan Kennedy. And this comes from our guy Nick Farabaugh, who covers the Steelers from PennLive.com. Ryan Kennedy, I'll just read Nick's tweet word for word. The Lions fan in the DK Metcalf incident announced that he will host a press conference on Friday with his attorneys to, quote, address the assault, correct misinformation that has been publicly repeated as fact, and discuss the serious consequences Mr. Kennedy has faced. This dude sounds like an all-time hack who just cannot handle his 15 minutes of fame possibly running out. Are you kidding me with this stuff? A press conference for just some average Joe? If this happened to you at a football game, would you feel the need, Dom, to think, I'm going to have a press conference so everybody listens to what I have to say? This guy is acting like he's some famous fan. I could see if that guy in New York, what's his name, Fireman Ed, you know, if something happened to him at a game, I could see him doing that, like an actual famous fan, somewhat of notoriety. But this guy, who is just some dude with blue hair, who, yes, got under the skin of DK Metcalf Sunday afternoon and now is going to have a full-fledged press conference to talk about it. Just massive loser mentality from this guy.
Yeah, the press conference is a little much, and also calling it assault is a reach beyond comprehension, because DK Metcalf missed the punch, so it's not an assault. Now, to be fair, you can't say that he's a nobody fan, because he is now famous. You put out a tweet yesterday with his picture that got like 500,000 views.
Right. Well, no. I'm saying like now everybody knows who he is, but it's not as if he was already a well-known fan before that. Like Fireman Ed, everybody knows that guy with the Jets. You know, he's the guy that leads the J-E-T-S, Jets chance at games. You have... the guy who was like the mega fan of the Chiefs, who got arrested for like robbery, he was known. as a famous Chiefs fan. You have the guy that dresses up like Andy Reid, a famous Chiefs fan. Like, you have famous fans that are famous without doing this stuff. Nobody knew who this guy was before this happened. He was just any other dude in his 40s who decides to, like, paint his face, paint his body, paint his hair before he goes to an NFL game.
Sure. Now, again, agree with you, guy seems like a total hack. But just to play devil's advocate for a second, let's say that the fan really did nothing wrong, which don't know if he did, don't know if he didn't. Let's say all we did was say DK's name, that's all that happened, and then everything that transpired, transpired. Wouldn't you also want to kind of clear your name from everything that's been accused of you? Don't know if it's true or not. I don't think anybody does. If it's not true, wouldn't you also want to make it as clear as possible that this is false?
Yeah, I get that part of it, but that's something that will also be eventually settled in what we presume will lead to, like, legal action. I mean, the guy was souped up with attorneys. He, like, almost to a point where he couldn't wait for this to happen. It happens. He is heard on video saying, "That was the goal, baby," as if he's, like, now going to cash a check for millions, which he very well may do. But, I mean, it can get cleared down the road without this guy making an entire circus of it.
Do you think the press conference will be streamed anywhere? Like, should the Lions stream it on Twitter? Because that's what I would do.
Imagine the Lions team Twitter just putting this guy's... He's got his blue hair. He has his face paint. He has no shirt on.
Well, that they should do, like, a whole thing. Like, sit him at a table, have a backdrop with the Lions logo, get it sponsored, and do a whole thing. It'll get thousands of views.
I mean, hey, maybe whoever his lawyers are, maybe they have, like, a big Twitter following and they can go live on there. That's an idea. 412-928-9370 to join in on the conversation. You can also hit us up at that number on the fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette, he will join us to dive into this Pirates trade a little bit more, and also the Penguins just having a terrible month of December. That is next, right here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Another little piece of news. TJ Watt spotted at practice today for the Steelers. He has made his return just to practice. That's it. So let's not put the cart before the horse and just assume he will be good to go for Sunday. Plus, Sunday might not mean a thing for Pittsburgh if the Ravens are taken care of Saturday night, because another piece of injury news is that Lamar Jackson did not practice again today and is, quote, undetermined for Saturday night, according to Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. On the Fan Hotline right now is our guy Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette, covers the Pirates and the Penguins, so we will jump into a little bit of both right now. And Jason, we will start with the Buccos. I had Jacob Meyer on last hour. He covers the Orioles from the Baltimore Sun. And maybe you've already had some conversations with people in Baltimore, but Jacob could not say enough good things about Ryan O'Hearn, the person, as the Pirates just brought him in on a two-year deal worth $29 million. Is that kind of the vibe you've gotten to?
Donnie, I'm glad you brought that up, man, because that's something I was talking to people about yesterday, and I felt like I kind of gave it short shrift with Andrew and Chris yesterday afternoon from Toronto. That's a big part of this. He is a very good clubhouse guy, and I know that was a goal of the Pirates this offseason, to include or improve their position player leaders in that clubhouse, and boy, have they done that. Like, O'Hearn fits that bill. Brandon Lau fits that bill. Jake Mangum fits that bill. Yeah, O'Hearn has a great reputation. They've got some guys with a few miles on the tires, not too many miles, but like really positive guys, guys who want to be a part of this thing. And I mean, not that this was an issue with Mangum and Lau, but like Ryan O'Hearn actively chose this situation. He had other choices. So yes, that's the scouting report I have on him. A very positive guy, a great teammate. Not that the Pirates had a problem in that department before, don't get me wrong, but I mean, they really went out and added some 80-grade people, to use a baseball term.
It feels like they are already so much better equipped going into 2026 than they were 2025, because I remember just being so disappointed before last season that they did basically nothing. I mean, they did their typical thing, and I kind of felt like, oh, here we go again. They're going to just say that they're close to a lot of dudes and give us the same excuse. I will give them a lot of credit. You know, okay, they didn't get Kyle Schwarber, but they got a guy from the Rays that hit 31 home runs. They got another guy from the Orioles who hits 15 to 20, or is capable of that, and I think he can certainly do it at PNC Park. So, I mean, how do you expect them to configure everything now with having a few new offensive pieces?
Yeah, and I've got a few thoughts on that, Donnie. And just to get that part first, I mean, Ryan O'Hearn's going to be flexible. He's going to play some outfield. He's going to play some first base. He hits left-handers well. He might be your first baseman when you have a left-hander on the mound. That's not something Spencer Horwitz did. But they have options. Brandon Lau can go a couple different places. I think it'll be kind of DH by committee. But to make a couple points on top of that, I don't think they're done. I said that with the guys yesterday. They still have a hole at third base. And to tie back to the Schwarber thing, man, like, I'm not going to turn down Kyle Schwarber. Don't get me wrong. If he would have signed that deal, I would have been ecstatic. But if you take the, what was it, $31 million or whatever, they offered 4 years, $125 million. If you take that per year and then you chop it up into Brandon Lau, Ryan O'Hearn, and let's say they go get another bat for $10, $12 million, maybe it's Okamoto, or maybe they extend Connor Griffin. I don't know. But if you spread that three ways on three bats, man, tell me that's not a good offseason and money spent well. It doesn't have to be Schwarber. I think they chopped it up a different way, and they're going to get results. I love it.
What do you think their next move is, or when do you think their next move is?
I honestly think their next move could be a pitcher, Donnie, unless it's Okamoto, which would have to happen by, I think, January 4th is his posting date. So, I mean, that's something that could happen. If that, I mean, they've met with him. You know, I don't have a great feel on whether they're the favorites or not. I know they've talked to him. But kind of a curveball for what their next move could be is pitching. I actually think they could use a left-handed starter, and I think they'd like to build out their bullpen a little bit. So it wouldn't shock me if they got a pitcher. But at this point, with what they've done this week, I don't think – I think before this week, they needed to have some urgency to show people that they're for real. Like, I think people got the message. If Ben wants to put his phone down for the holidays, I think he's earned that right.
Yeah, what kind of sparked it? Like, do we think there was a conversation with Paul Skeens of, like, hey, guys, I'm serious. Like, you know, let's do something here before, you know, my services get used elsewhere. Because it just sort of came out of nowhere that they decided, hey, we'll get serious. And Ben Cherington, who's been here for over a half decade now, woke up one morning and said, all right, I'm going to get serious, finally.
Man, that's the exact question I had for Ben at the winter meetings in Orlando. I mean, dead on, man. Like I said, Ben, our impression of what you guys were going to do at the end of the regular season was not this. That's not what you told us. I'm like, did it happen as you got further into offseason planning? And I never really got anywhere. I can't say that Charrington's answer, you know, gave me any great shakes. But I mean, I think it's a combination of things. Honestly, I think it's being tired of getting kicked around. I think it's having an opportunity. I think it's the CBA issues and the fact that baseball may have a lockout in December 2026. I think it's having Paul Skeens and say, we're not going to waste so many years of this guy. Maybe they did hear from Paul. I mean, Paul talked to Charrington. I wrote that story. I know that, you know, it wasn't in a mean tone. It was more of like a let's go. Now is the time. And Donnie, I just think it's a realization of their situation where they have a pretty good team. And I've been saying this, and I know people thought I was insane for saying it, but like, you've got a good pitching staff. If you can add some offense around it, you have something here. They're doing it a year too late. I completely agree with you, but I think it's probably a combination of all those things.
Talking to Jason Mackey from the Post Gazette, covers the Buccos, also covering the Penguins, at least for the time being. And Jason, you were in Toronto yesterday, a 6-3 loss. The 4 p.m. start time, a little bit unique, but the Penguins have had just a disastrous month of December. They've lost 9 of their last 10. Now, a few of those games coming in overtime or shootout, so they do at least get a loser's point out of that. But how can they right the ship, you know, for how this month has gone?
I'm beginning to think it's me, brother. I was moonlighting over there. You know, halfway through November, December, I'll be going back to baseball here in January soon, but it's bad. They've lost 9 of 10. The hard part, like if I say how they right the ship, they have to do like 19 different things, right? Like last night, the issue was puck management. They're just giving the puck away, feeding Toronto's transition game. Their special teams have slipped, especially the penalty kill. The goaltending has not been very good. Defensive zone coverages have been an issue. Neutral zone play has been an issue. Like it's been a different thing every night. Like I use the analogy of like Clark Griswold in Vegas Vacation trying to plug the Hoover Dam. Like that's what this feels like sometimes. I only think they can right the ship so much, Donnie. Like I think this team's okay. I don't think it's like bottom five bad, but I just think we're seeing what this group is. It's incomplete. It's not deep enough. So I mean, they could be better than they've been in December and the second half of November, certainly. But I think the ceiling's only so high. There's just been too many problems.
Are you starting to think that the playoffs aren't realistic for these guys, or do you think they could still sneak in there?
I don't think they're going to threaten anybody, but I think they could still be realistic just because it's so tightly packed. Like, they're 3 points from the bottom of the Eastern Conference. I think they're like 3 or 4 from the last playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. So I'd be foolish to say that they're not realistic. But I mean, they're going to have to fight and claw and really play a different kind of hockey over the final 46 games. So, I mean, I don't think doing damage in the playoffs is realistic. Sneaking in, yeah, maybe, I guess.
Jason Mackey, check out his stuff at the Post Gazette. Penguins for the time being, but as he said, he will be going back to Pirates full time here very soon as they continue to make some headlines this offseason. Jason, before I let you go, favorite Christmas movie?
I'm going to go Christmas Vacation, but it's close. That and Home Alone. It's 1A, 1B for me. I'm not a Christmas Story guy. Elf is sneaky good. And my take is that Home Alone 2 is right up there with Home Alone 1. It's not that much of a drop.
Another win for Christmas Vacation this afternoon. Jason, have a great holiday, and thanks for hopping on.
You too, guys. Take care. Happy holidays. Go.
Jason Mackey from the Post Gazette. You can follow along on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. You can also watch the shows there now at 93.7 The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Cannot wait to have the conversation coming up next, because there is no guest that any of the shows have during the week, and all due respect to them, because we do have some great guests on these airwaves, nobody better to talk about the DK Metcalf situation than the man coming up next. That is Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. He joins us in just a few minutes.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3:30 on Wednesdays. You know what time it is. It is time to talk to Mike Florio, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. And there is nobody better to talk to about the DK Metcalf situation than Mike Florio. So, Mike, I do want to get right into it, because it does seem like it's like an onion of a story, because there just seems like layer after layer coming off this thing. The latest from about 30 minutes ago is that now the fan that was involved, Ryan Kennedy, the guy wants to have this big press conference with all of his attorneys to address the situation and everything regarding it. I will just leave it pretty open-ended for you. How much of an obscurity is this? I know sometimes we see player and fan interaction, but this seems like it's one that has taken off a whole new life.
It was all the way back in week one, which actually feels like 5 years ago, that Lamar Jackson and other Ravens players were moving past the stands in Buffalo after DeAndre Hopkins scored a touchdown. And there was a fan who was putting his hand on their helmets and shoving. And when the fan did that to Lamar Jackson, Lamar Jackson shoved back and put the fan into his seat, and there was no punishment issued there. But the difference was the initiation of physical contact. And when I saw it happen live, we had the games up. We're in the NBC viewing room. I look up and I see DK Metcalf. And at first it looked like he was grabbing the Honolulu blue wig. When you look at it closely and you see the different angles, you realize he grabbed his shirt and pulled down. I shouted out, "What in the hell is DK Metcalf doing?" And I knew it was going to be a big deal. I sensed right away he was going to be suspended. The early contact I had with the league, they said, well, usually it's a fine for a situation like this. And I was like, did you watch it? Like, there was something about it that seemed off. And now with the fan, you know, there's an obvious potential liability issue as it relates to touching someone. Assault and battery can be as simple as putting a hand on someone when they don't want a hand put on them, even if you don't injure them. And it would be very minimal damages because by all appearances, the fan wasn't injured. You mentioned this press conference. Now, I think the concern for DK Metcalf, for whoever from his camp was talking to people like Chad Johnson and Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, the idea that lies are being told potentially about what this guy said, because that was the pushback. He used a slur. He said something bad about DK Metcalf's mother. Well, if he didn't, and they're saying he did, that's the kind of thing that create defamation liability. So when I saw he had a statement from lawyers and I read the statement, it's obvious to me somebody's getting sued. So separate and apart from the two-game suspension, which I think the league had to do to prevent significant liability in the future if someone else does it and actually does hurt a fan. Apart from that, yeah, this thing is going to be the gift that keeps on giving for a while, it looks like.
So you're not surprised then the NFL upheld the two-game suspension either?
I think they had to. And it's amazing to me, and it was funny to see, you know, for the second, third straight week, Mike Tomlin in his midweek press conference tiptoeing around a potential liability issue. They asked him about the existence of protocols to keep the players from advancing to the stands and initiating contact with fans. And he said, we certainly may have those protocols. Well, you either do or you don't. And if you do, they didn't work. That's the thing that's astounding about it. No one tries to intervene. No one tries to stop him. Devin McCourty, who played for over a decade with the Patriots, he said on our show yesterday, PFT Live, that they had people behind their bench. If someone would try to walk over to the stands, they would be stopped. No one stops DK Metcalf. There's a security guard standing there watching him do what he did. Now, those security guards are watching the fans usually to make sure they don't come down. There needs to be an apparatus to keep DK Metcalf from doing what he did. So the whole thing is just bizarre. I think they had to suspend him because they can't not take action, because the next time around, maybe the fan gets pulled over the railing and breaks his neck on his way down, which is not an impossibility when you consider how high that railing is, or the punch or whatever it was pushing up out of that clutch. You know, if it hits a guy square, the x-ray is going to look like Jake Paul's x-ray that he posted after he got his jaw broken in two places on Friday night. So you gotta send a message to the players. You just can't do this. And then you got to tell the teams, you got to have people there to make sure that your guys don't walk over to the stands and initiate contact with fans.
You also brought up the security on the sideline of NFL games, and I'm going to have Aditi Kinkabwala on in the next 20 minutes, and I'm going to have, you know, that same conversation with her. But I do want to ask you that, should the security people be questioned here at all? Like why were they so absent in all of this? There's video of security people, what, 5 feet away from DK Metcalf when all of this was happening? I mean, isn't that kind of what they're on the field for?
Well, you've got two different issues. You've got protecting the people on the sidelines from the folks in the stands, and then you've got protecting the folks in the stands from the people on the sidelines. And one of the weird things about attending an NFL game, and it's always strange to me when we're down on the sideline moving around before a game, you see the folks in, you know, it's often a yellow jacket. It says safe security on the back or something like that. And they're always standing there looking up into the stands like, hey, I got to go to the game, but I didn't watch any of the game because the whole game I'm looking up into the stands. So it's a one-way security. As it relates to the team, that's where, and this is either the Steelers don't have it or it didn't work. They can't say it worked. When Mike Tomlin was tiptoeing through that issue yesterday, you know, I'm watching the game, he says, I don't pay attention to that, but I know we have great security apparatus. Well, if you do, it didn't work. So either you have it and it stinks, or at least stunk that day, or you don't have it at all. But I suspect there'll be memos, there'll be meetings, there'll be discussions, because this is something that just shouldn't have been able to occur. The player, no player, should be able to walk up as casually as DK Metcalf did, grab a fan by the shirt, pull him down, and then push up and just walk away like nothing happened.
Now, do you also think it's a worse look for either DK or the security that is or is not involved that he apparently had an issue with this same fan back when he was in Seattle?
Well, that's the version that was put out there to try to help DK Metcalf avoid the two-game suspension. We don't know what's true or what's not true. But speaking of Seattle, I heard from someone who's been involved with PR on a different team for a long time. And this person said, you know, it's funny he mentioned Seattle because there's a guy in Seattle, a Seahawks fan, who hovers right at the corner where the opposing team goes in and out of the locker room. And that's the worst guy in the entire league. And then every stadium has a guy there, one or more, that is just unbearable, is always shouting at players, saying horrible things. So the fact that, if this is true, DK Metcalf had previously complained about this specific fan present at a game in Seattle, it shows that that's what he should have done here. Because it's not like it was in Seattle again. I could see, you know, I complained about this guy before to stadium security and they never do anything about it. I took matters into my own hands. It's a different stadium. It's the same fan. It's a different stadium. And it shows he's aware that the right way to deal with this is to go to the stadium security and say, that guy said a horrible thing to me. You should do something about it. You know, we were in Philadelphia and Chris Sims has some Eagles fans that don't like him because he has spoken his own honest, authentic opinions about their quarterback, Jalen Hurts. And when we were at a game one time, there was a guy saying horrible things to Sims and he said something to security and the guy was kicked out of the stadium. So that's how it's supposed to work if somebody is saying something to anyone that they shouldn't be saying.
Yeah, I mean, I feel it in so many stadiums. Now, I was actually in Detroit Sunday with my buddies. I mean, all my college buddies and I, we take one road trip per season. So it's kind of wild how this ended up being such a polarizing moment. I couldn't think of a time where they flashed up a number. Like the Steelers have a number that they will put on the screen about unruly fans. And hey, you can anonymously text this number and security will come check out the situation. And if they feel the need, they will have the fan removed. So that's where it's even more surprising to me that if a player were to say something, it wouldn't get addressed.
I agree with you completely. And again, the fact that that's part of his explanation or excuse shows he knows that you know, he's been in the league for a long time now. He knows how you go about dealing with a fan that is saying something objectionable. And hey, we've yet to see or hear any video that would suggest the guy said something he shouldn't have said. And, you know, nowadays, George Orwell was right about Big Brother, but we're all Big Brother. We all have these things on. And we've seen 3, 4, 5 different videos pop up since Sunday. And there's no video of this guy using slurs or using the C word or any other language that you would say, oh, man, that guy crossed the line. He needs to be thrown out of there. I'm not saying he didn't, but common sense would tell us at some point, if he was saying these awful things, somebody would have done something about it, whether it's complain to security or get the phone out and press record.
Bill on Twitter has a good question that he wanted me to ask you, Mike, about NFL rules and miking up players for instances like this, because we're seeing all the great video out this week from that game of Aaron Rodgers, and players get miked up all the time, but there's just no way to find this audio on DK Metcalf, kind of like when the Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph situation happened years ago. With the amount of technology there is around the league, do you think that's something they will consider adding? Like maybe mics around that area of each stadium, or, you know, each player has something. Do they have the option to get mic'd up? I know I'm asking you a lot of questions there within one huge one, but I mean, I'm just kind of surprised that the NFL may not take those measures too.
Well, they already may be parsing through any and all available audio that they did capture. I remember years ago, the 2009 NFC Championship, the supposed bounty game involving the Saints and the Vikings and Brett Favre getting bruised and battered by Saints pass rushers because supposedly there was a $50,000, I think it was, or $10,000 bounty on knocking him out of the game. The NFL, to support its position that the Saints did something heinous and multiple people needed to be punished, they used NFL Films video that they captured on the sideline. So there's cameras everywhere. There's microphones everywhere. If this guy was in an inherently public place shouting racial slurs and or the C word toward a player, I'd like to think there'd be some evidence of it. But, you know, the other point is, should there be affirmatively installed a system of a network of microphones, you know, in stadiums so that stuff can be heard? That could get a little expensive. And the question is, do they already have enough that if there's something that close to the sideline, some hot mic somewhere is going to pick it up?
Mike, another thing that I think people may want some more clarification on, now the financials of the situation for DK Metcalf. He loses the game checks for the next two games of the regular season, the final 2 weeks, around $555,000. But the $45 million that was guaranteed is now voided. So the Steelers, if they ever want to cut ties, either because of this situation or in the future just based on performance, they're kind of now able to get out scot-free. Am I reading all of that correctly?
Yeah, and here's how it works. There are three elements to this. The $555,000, $555.555, the way it all works out mathematically, that's gone. That's something he'll never get paid. That's base salary, $5 million. You divide it by 18, you multiply it by 2, and that's how you get that number. That's what he's losing. So that's item one. Item two, which hasn't been addressed by any of the reports I've seen, will the Steelers try to recover a portion of his signing bonus that would apply to this year? $30 million over 5 years. It's $6 million for this year. If you commit what they call a forfeitable breach, they can get 25% of the $6 million. So the Steelers could go to DK Metcalf and say, we want $1.5 million back from you that we've already paid you. There's been no reporting that they're going to do that, but they would have to affirmatively do it. As it relates to the guarantees, $25 million fully guaranteed next year, $20 million in injury guarantees in 2027. The way the contract is written, it says that if he's suspended for conduct detrimental to the NFL, the guarantees shall become null and void. The procedure, as I understand it, it isn't automatic. The Steelers have to send a letter saying your guarantees have been voided. Now, why does that matter? Well, it's either automatically happened and the Steelers don't have to do anything. So maybe he suffers a serious injury next November and it's going to trickle into next year. And they say, we're getting out from under this and we don't have to pay him the $20 million in 2027. If the guarantees are voided, they don't owe him that money. If they haven't voided the guarantees because they didn't send the letter, then the argument is, hey, you still have to pay him. It didn't happen automatically. You still had a step you had to take. And if I was DK Metcalf's agent, what I would do, if the Steelers say, we're fine, it's good, we're not going to do anything, we've reaffirmed our commitment to you, I would want it in writing. I would want a revision to the contract that would say the guarantees still exist. They aren't null and void. Because as the contract currently is, if the Steelers want to get him later, they could say, hey, man, sorry, your guarantees are now null and void. So anything verbal, I always say a verbal promise is not worth the paper it's not printed on. You've got to get it in writing. And right now the Steelers have one objective: hold it together through the postseason. No sudden moves. Let's not piss this guy off. If I'm his agent, I want it in writing right now that those guarantees are still good, because if you look at the contract, there's an argument to be made that they're not.
And Mike, given the ongoing legal part of the entire situation, do you think that it is something that could carry into next season?
I think it could. Look, I know from experience, you file a lawsuit today. If it goes to trial within a year, that's moving pretty quickly. It's usually 18 months to 2 years by the time it all comes to a head. Assuming it isn't resolved, it could be thrown out. There could be all different ways to attack it. But I think the thing that Metcalf, his representatives, whoever was talking to media, Chad Johnson on the Nightcap podcast, Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, They all need to be concerned about a defamation claim brought by the fan who allegedly said these horrible things. If he didn't say them, and the fan's not a public figure, so it's a lower standard for proving defamation. You say something wrong about someone, you've defamed them. You said something that's false, you've defamed them. You don't have to show malice. You don't have to show reckless. You don't have to show anything. You said something about me that's false. Boom. You've got liability to me for defamation. And the thing that told me that's the angle in the statement that the lawyers issued the other day, they talked about the consequences of these statements, getting threats, getting harassment, being in fear of his safety and the safety of his family. That's the kind of thing that could create mental harm that turns into dollars and cents in a court of law.
There we go. Some great stuff there from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, the perfect guy to break down the entire DK Metcalf situation. Mike, thank you so much for hopping on, sticking to us on Christmas Eve. Enjoy your holiday.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Appreciate everything you guys do for me. Look forward to talking to you next time.
There we go. Some awesome stuff there from Mike Florio. We'll maybe put some of that stuff out there in a little bit. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up, we go all access with Aditi. That's around the bend. We will get into the DK Metcalf situation with somebody who is on NFL sidelines every single week and some of these storylines going into the Steelers-Browns matchup on Sunday. That is next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.